Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
What we want to talk to you about on this podcast is about a new arcade that opened up in the town next to ours that Larry found out about, and let's just say he's been spending a lot of time there.
Well, you know, it's something that interests me, you know? It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, well, why don't you tell the story about what happened there, Larry?
Do I have to?
Why don't you share? We like to share exciting things,
yeah,
and this is kind of exciting.
Okay. So, I went down there and checked it out, and they had a Galaga machine, which is, of course, you know that I have one. You know, the one you're questioning about where I get
yes,
the money from or whatever.
Yes.
And as you're going to see from the story, I know how to save money, okay? So I thought, well, I'm so good at it by now, you know, I could get the high score on this thing. You know, I'll be immortalized, put my name in there, you know?
Yeah.
So I go up to the machine, and there's this rug rat playing the machine, and he wasn't very good at it, and he kept putting money in it or whatever, so I kind of crowded his space. I got up in his business, you know, thought I'd make him nervous, get my
turn. Game with the kids.
Get my turn, you know?
Yeah.
So then I noticed that, like, he a little, like, jewelry bag or something that he had with his money, I guess. At least I thought so. And he pulled out and said, hey, what are you doing there? I said, that's not a quarter. He said, yes, it is. And I said, no, it's not. And he says, shut up, mister. And I said, is that a slug? And he said, shut up. You know, and he knees me in the toolbox. I had to rat you out. You know, he says, okay. I know a guy.
He knows a guy. You know a guy. What's going on, Larry?
I don't know. It can't be that bad because he's like 10 and he knew a guy.
How does one acquire a slug?
So, well, that's the thing, you know.
Why do you get into
these
things?
He said he knows a guy. So, of course, I said, well, cut me in. You know, give me a piece of the action,
right.
You know. I said, you know what? You don't want me blowing the whistle, do you?
I never thought I got involved with the criminal, Larry.
I'm not a criminal.
Really? Driving a truck with the fell off the truck, stole.
These are just arcade machines. It's just a game. I'm saving some money, okay? So I said, cut me in. I said, how much? And he says, well, you can get, 10 of them for a buck. I said, oh boy. Right? So I wanted to know the connection. I wanted to know his connection. I wanted to know who the man was. Mr. Slug, you know?
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't cough it up, you know, but he said he'd get him for me, okay?
Oh, boy.
So we worked a deal. When he was done with his game, you know, I gave him $10. He was going to get me a bag of 100 of them.
But if it's a slug, you're giving him money. You're still using money. I don't understand.
Because instead of a quarter, it's costing you a dime.
Oh.
If you want to try a game you may not be good at, it's not big of a loss. You could play 10 times for a buck.
What about the people that own the arcade that are depending on those quarters to, earn a living?
Well, then they should zoom in on who's putting the slugs in there, I guess.
But don't you think they have cameras in there, Larry?
I don't know. It doesn't matter because they look like a quarter. They don't have any kind of elaborate cameras that,
I don't want to visit
zone
you
in on
in
the
bars.
President's head. You know, no. So, anyway, what he did to me, though? You know, I don't know what it is with these rugrats, but I gave him $10. He's gonna meet me at 2:00 on the park bench.
Yeah, he probably took off.
You know?
He never met you.
No, he did. Okay, so he shows up 2:00. I says, where's the goods? He has the bag, you know. He gave them to me, you know. I should have given him the money then. That's what I was rethinking, because I gave him the $10. Maybe he did take it. But no, he showed up, you know. So, of course, the first thing I did was went across the street, you know, to a wooded area, and I counted them. And that, because I want to make sure I got, you know, what I paid for.
You're trusting a kid.
Well, that's the
with
thing.
With slugs.
I shouldn't have, because he skimmed off the top. So I was supposed to get 100 slugs. He gave me 95. He kept 5 for himself.
Oh, gosh.
You believe that?
I don't think
10-year-old shyster.
I don't know if I should be letting you go to these places.
These smart advice.
Things you get into, Larry.
Waldo. Unbelievable.
Oh, God. So I'm never going to see you because now you got a bag full of slugs.
Well, no, I'll milk them. I won't. I'll just put. I'm really good at the game, so, you know, I'll just put 5 in my pocket at a time. I'll have them right to the holidays. No problem.
Oh, boy. Whatever happened to the trains, Larry? Whatever happened?
It just wasn't exciting anymore.
No, this now you're exciting. Now you're going to a life of crime. Okay,
it's not crime. I just know people that can get stuff.
Oh boy, oh boy. So yeah, this is our podcast, and yeah, we'll keep you tuned in on this one. Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye. Bye.